Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino, Wednesday, December 6th, 2023, and this is my pre-market report. Let's start off with this. I listen to all of you. I really do. And my email box over the past several days has been lit up with people sending me calls from people out here who are making predictions of a crash this month. Seems like there's a lot. People, how do I say this another way? This market will not crash until one thing happens. Let's put that aside for a moment, real quick, all right? The economy is crashing. Around the world, we are seeing the most profound contraction of the economy. We've never seen anything like it before, okay? But what that means, okay, and I've told you this for years, economy, the worse off the economy gets, the higher the stock market is going to go until one thing happens. Now, look, I get it. I understand that there's a lot of people out here who push the narrative that every single day or every single month, the stock market's going to crash. And I think this is very irresponsible. We all understand where this is eventually going to go, but you and I have an edge. We know pretty much when it's going to happen because we're keeping our eye on the driver or the drivers of this stock market, not the stock market itself. It drives me nuts. It really does. When, you know, and I see these people too with their predictions of a market crash, predictions of a market crash, predictions of a market crash, which just never seems to happen because they're having their so-called fans or followers focus on the stock market. Once these people who are, I'm going to say the crash callers, and it's every single month, especially from a select few out here, when they start focusing on the driver of the market, which is the debt market, and stop telling their followers to focus on the stinking Dow Jones Industrial Average, well, maybe then they'll gain a clue. Let me say this, all right? As long as, and this is going to continue for a long while, in my opinion, central banks, none more so than the Federal Reserve, continue to suppress rates, buy all the debt, the market's not going anywhere. The market is going higher. That's where it's going. And you and I know this. How does it work? How does the mechanism work? I've covered this a gazillion times, but you know this. But let me just outline it real quick. If you have a mechanism where central banks are in here buying it all, keeping rates suppressed, what does that do? What is the mechanism behind it? It opens up a doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market, not come out of. The only time you and I are going to witness the big one is when we have a meltdown in the debt market. I have covered this for years, but it seems like people don't get it, especially those with an agenda. There are some people out here who, I'm telling you, every freaking headline is about a crash, a crash, a crash, a crash. Yes, we are going to get the mother of all crashes, but it's not going to begin nor end in the Dow Jones Industrial Average or the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ or the Russell 2000. It's going to begin and end in the debt market. And you and I, first of all, we have the best tool, in my view, on the face of the earth to gauge risk in this market in real time. And that is the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, free to everyone on this planet, including the crash callers. Link in description of this video. When we see an uncontrolled sell-off in the debt market, in other words, a spiking, which we saw recently, we watched it going bang, 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 higher, higher. We were over, well over 5% on the 10-year yield. Today, we're at 4.18 and going lower. All right. Market can't crash. It can't crash. You can certainly get some pretty big swings in the Dow, but not a crash. The real crash, again, is going to occur when we get this uncontrolled sell-off in the debt market that you and I have been speaking about for years. The debt market is a time bomb. And I put those that those exact words together for years. It's a ticking time bomb. It's ticking louder and it's ticking faster. But central banks, none more so than the Fed, are determined to buy it all, keep rates suppressed, to drive cash into the stock market, to hyperinflate this bubble. Yes, I get it. Nobody gets it more than Greg Mannarino, that this stock market doesn't make sense anymore. Nothing matters. Fundamental factors, forward guidance, PE ratios, all that stuff that used to matter don't matter anymore. It's all about easy money, which has been driving this market since the last meltdown. That's it. And the worse off the economy gets, the more easy money is going to be pumped into keeping the debt market propped up. So when you hear, again, because this drives me insane, one of these people out here who every, look, the market's going to crash. It is, eventually. But again, it's not going to begin nor end in the Dow Jones Industrial Average or any of the major indices. It's going to begin or end in the debt market. So keep your eyes on the 10-year yield. Keep your eyes on the relative strength of the dollar. These are the drivers here. Or the Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, which was screaming red at one point here. And I was warning everyone. I was saying, get ready for anything. But I was also saying I didn't think they were done, that the central banks were going to pump and pump and pump. And that's what they're going to do. The distortions that exist now in the market are beyond anyone's wildest dreams. There's no price discovery mechanism behind an asset today because of the rigging of the debt market. Everything derives value or can be considered a derivative of what's happening in the debt market. That means the stock market, all of it, is a derivative now as to the twisted action here in the debt market. Eventually, the debt market is going to melt down. Period. And it's going to lead to the greatest stock market crash of all time. And all cash is going to do is bleed out of the debt market, bleed out of the stock market, and make its way into other assets, commodities, cryptocurrencies, in my view, other things too, as well, tangible assets, artwork, musical instruments, classic cars, collectible things. That's where it's going to go. But in my view, the most undervalued assets on the planet at this particular time happen to be, I would say, precious metals, more specifically silver. And you all know my take on this. it's pretty evident. Anyway, look, I just wanted to say this because even this morning, I get up this morning and it's like, Greg, look at this. Greg, look at this. Greg, look at this. And there's a lot of guys. I don't know what they're seeing here or what they're trying to tell their followers is going on here. Maybe they're referring to the fact that the economic news doesn't stop. It's miserable. It keeps getting worse and worse. Business activity, cratering. Business investment, which is a leading indicator, cratering. Manufacturing, cratering. The fact that people are borrowing themselves into oblivion. Speaking of that, on the economic news front here, people are now tapping into home equity more so than they ever have before, especially because rates have been dropping as of late. So what are they doing? People, they're tapping into their home equity so they could try to make ends meet. This should be another leading indicator that things are going south, and I mean fast. But again, the crash is not happening until we get a meltdown in the debt market. I really don't even want to talk about this anymore, but I understand I'm getting new people that are following this blog, and I got to kind of go over these concepts a lot of time, but you get it. Anyway, with that, let's talk about this market a little bit. 10-year yield 4.18 this morning. The relative strength of the dollar is flat. I believe we're going to see the relative strength of the dollar or the DXY fall moving forward, and that is going to be very bullish for the stock market. The Fed is going to cut rates moving forward. That is bullish for the stock market. The economic news is going to continue to come in even worse, and that is bullish for the stock market as well. And that presents opportunity for us people. You know what have I been saying as of late? What is Greg Mannarino waiting for when it comes to the stock market? I am waiting for a drop. I am waiting for any reason to buy the dip. You understand? As long as they keep risk at bay. And do you think they're not going to risk at bay? Meaning they're going to keep rates suppressed, number one. And number two, they're going to find a way to weaken the dollar. How does a central bank weaken the dollar? Tell me again, because I've told all of you. Any central bank, what they do is they dump their own currency onto the market and they buy foreign currencies. This weakens the dollar, whatever currency. In this case, it would be the Federal Reserve. And they're going to do this. Central banks all manipulate their currencies here. Fact. Anyway, stock futures are higher, not much, but higher nonetheless this morning on the back of a cratering 10-year yield. It's unbelievable how we went from the biggest bear market in history, and I'm not making this up, in the debt market to now the most rip-roaring bull market in debt that we've ever seen. And this is driving cash into the stock market as it's meant to do. Okay, and we know who's rigging this whole thing. I mean, come on, man. You gotta be high as a kite if you don't get what's going on and know who's doing it. Anyway, with that, you've got Bitcoin about 44,000, cryptos doing well. You got gold and silver relatively flat this morning. Crude oil relatively flat this morning. I mean, and these are where the opportunities are, people. Again, this environment is going to be maintained as risk on. Risk on meaning central banks are going to suppress rates. They're going to buy more debt. That's going to push cash into the stock market, especially because this is a presidential selection cycle. What you say or believe don't matter. All right. This is no way a representative democracy anymore. Things just happen because that's what they want. You and me, we have no voice. We have no representation anymore. It's pretty obvious. Anyway. With that said, people, look, I hope I've covered this for you, for the new people here. I know everyone that follows this blog gets it, but I'm here to tell you that this market is going higher as long as they keep rates suppressed. The economy doesn't matter at all. The worst, well, maybe it does. The worse the economic news gets, the higher the market's going to go. Period. We're back in that again, where nothing makes sense. Understand? I think you do. I think you do. So, I'm telling you what I'm doing, people. I'm waiting for a dip to buy. With regard to precious metals and commodities, buy those dips as well. Because again, the issue of overwhelming debt on a global, worldwide scale is going to balloon along with debts and deficits. And of course, funding for war, more war, and everything else here that we always speak. It's all massively inflationary, but you're not allowed to know that, okay? It's what a phenomenon. What an interesting time to be alive, in my view. All right, people, look, this guy here loves you a lot from the heart. I mean that. I will see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern time for the live stream. I hope to see you there. Have some questions ready for me. And we'll sum this whole thing up later on. It's going to be interesting, as it always is. All right? That's it. I'll see you later.